many teachers are often wanting to establish a certain type of classroom without any sort of flexibility. They have an idea of a classroom and they want to stick to that and make all students within that classroom abide by that particular structure. Beginning teachers in particular, they're often focused on maintaining authority and being able to essentially control the kids, be able to have them listen and do what they want to do in order to follow through on their lesson plan. But that's not necessarily culturally responsive in the sense that it's not necessarily considering what the students need in order to succeed within the classroom. So in order to consider a culture within these behavior management plans, often the easiest way to integrate that is through student input, being able to allow for opportunities for students to help create some of the structures, whether it's the rules or procedures, and thinking about what it is that not only allows the teacher to succeed in the classroom, but also what it takes for those individual students to engage with the material and be able to be as successful as they want in the classroom. Other ways that behavior management plans can be more culturally sustaining would be to have the teacher build relationships with the students, or to have the students have positive interactions with one another. In order to incorporate student input, the teachers really need to know their students and be able to understand what helps them to learn. And so in order to do that, teachers often just rely on a beginning of the year, get to know you paper, but students' needs are individual and they are evolving and developing over the course of the year. And so the teacher constantly needs to check in and to get to know them and even share bits about themselves with the students so that they can build a strong bond that can then allow the teacher to understand what allows those students to engage with the material. And the same goes for allowing opportunities for the students to build relationships with each other, to get to know one another so that they can collectively learn as well. It's difficult for the teacher to be able to differentiate one lesson 20, 30 different ways for each individual within the classroom. But if they can think about collective similarities across students and see how they interact with one another and how they can help one another to learn and grow, that will allow for opportunities to change and adapt these structures within the system. Then the last bit would be to also consider families and community and peer teachers in considering additional factors that can help teachers succeed in building an effective classroom management plan.